Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading from John chapter 11, verses 17 through 27 and 32 through 44. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. Breathe on us the breath of life. Amen. This story of Lazarus is one that evokes familiar experiences for those of us who have walked through the shadow of death. The feelings and emotions, the weeping, the questions, all take us back to the searing moment surrounding death. As we make our way through this story, we might find ourselves resonating with certain characters that we meet. We might find ourselves identifying with the grief of Mary. Her heart is heavy and broken at the loss of her brother who has just passed away. As she comes to Jesus and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," we hear our own lament, heartache, and even accusation as we have cried out before, "God, where were you when my brother died? How could you allow this to happen to such a good person? Why weren't my prayers for his healing answered?" There may be some of us who have come here today with our hearts still heavy and broken at the loss of a loved one. There may be some of us here whose pain is still fresh and overwhelming, and we feel the heavy grief that Mary feels. Some of us might find ourselves identifying with Martha, whose mourning turns into a confession of faith. She says the same remark to Jesus as Mary does. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But through the heartache and grief of that lament, she presses on to say, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. There are those of us who have and are experiencing the gripping pain of death, but are clinging to the hope of the resurrection that our loved ones will be alive in Christ. We are enduring grief, pain, and the searing loss of separation, but we are doing so not as people without hope. We endure the grief and pain as people who are clinging to the hope of eternal life with Christ. And maybe we even anticipate the heavenly feast that Isaiah describes, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, where we will dine again with our loved ones in Christ's kingdom. We cling to the hope that God will wipe away every tear from our eye. Death will be no more. Mourning, crying, and pain will be no more. Those of us who share in Martha's hope of resurrection provide encouragement and a resilient witness of new life in a world that is full of death. There are some of us who find ourselves resonating with Lazarus. We have found ourselves bound by the grip of death-dealing forces. We have been in bondage to things that seek to destroy us and steal life from us. It could be addiction, chronic illness, toxic relationships, abuse, harmful self-image, dangerous ideologies. There are many death-dealing forces in the world that seek to destroy, and we may have found ourselves like Lazarus in the tomb, bound up in burial cloths and sealed in by a stone. And yet, we have heard Jesus call our name. We have heard Jesus call us out of the tomb, out of the power of these death-dealing forces. We have experienced freedom and resurrection and life when we thought all hope was lost. We modern day Lazaruses have, through the power of God, overcome difficult circumstances and stand as witnesses that God has power over death. We who identify with Lazarus are witnesses to God's resurrection power that is ultimately displayed through Jesus' own death and resurrection. Some of us might find ourselves resonating with Jesus, who was deeply moved and disturbed by death. The Greek word that is used here to describe Jesus' emotions also indicates anger. Jesus is deeply angry in the face of death. There are some of us here today who are deeply disturbed and angry at the death that we have experienced in our country recently. When people are gunned down because of their religious beliefs, when people are murdered because of the color of their skin, when people are beaten to death because of their sexuality, our cries rise up in anger at these innocent lives that are taken through such hate-filled violence. We are deeply disturbed by the great loss of life and the seeming inaction from our political leaders to prevent such loss. And so we find ourselves weeping like Jesus in anger and heartache. But there's another character in the story that we might easily overlook, and that character is the crowd. People in this crowd have been with Mary and Martha throughout the death of their brother, weeping with them, trying to console them. We might identify with the crowd in this role as we have tried to come alongside people who are mourning. We cry with them, pray with them, and for them, and try to console in the best way that we know how. But consoling isn't the only role that the crowd plays in the story. They have an important part to play in God's resurrection work. Jesus tells them to roll away the stone. And after he has called Lazarus to come out of the tomb, Jesus tells them to unbind him and let him go. Jesus has raised Lazarus, but Lazarus is still wearing burial clothes. He is still bound up with the cloths of death. The crowd is told to unbind him and set him free from the remnants of death. Jesus issues that same call to us today. As we celebrate the lives of those who have passed away, the saints who have gone before us, Jesus is calling us to live as saints in the here and now. Saints aren't perfect. Saints make mistakes and ask for forgiveness. Saints are those who are not above human feelings and emotions. Saints feel the sting of death, like Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and Jesus. Saints have questioned God, been angry at God. Saints have been in bondage and have heard their names called out of the tomb. Saints are deeply disturbed and angry in the face of death. Saints smell the stench of death and yet cling to the hope of a future resurrection. And not only do they hope for a future resurrection and a heavenly feast, saints live out God's resurrection work in the here and now in our world. Jesus claims, "I am the resurrection and the life." Through Jesus' presence in the world now, through the Spirit, God is continuing to overcome death and the forces that seek to impose death. Saints are those who are actively unbinding people who Jesus has raised, setting people free from the remnants of death's power. God overcomes the power of death, and we are called to participate in God's resurrection work by unbinding people from the cloths of death. In the early 90s, a man named Daryl Murray felt led to help men suffering with drug addiction get clean and sober. He began a ministry called Welcome Home Ministries. In 1999, they opened their first recovery home in East Nashville with 9 beds to support their 24/7 alcohol and drug recovery support ministry. Since then, they have expanded to provide 7 recovery homes, 5 of which are transitional housing, including a house for veterans, and 2 permanent supportive recovery homes for graduates of the recovery program. Their mission statement is to enter the world of brokenness in order that all might experience wholeness in Jesus Christ. Daryl Murray and his staff are actively involved in continuing God's resurrection work here on earth. God is raising these men to new life, calling them out of the tomb of addiction. And the staff at Welcome Home Ministries are unbinding people from the cloths of death. Through the 12-step program, through helping these men know they are beloved children of God, through providing supportive living environments, through job training and life skills training, they are helping to unbind these men from the destruction of addiction and making it possible for them not to put those burial clothes back on again. The work of unbinding people can look like a lot of different things. It's not just the work of addiction recovery. There are many different ways that people remained bound up in the claws of death. As we remember all the saints who have gone before us, all those who are experiencing the joy of the resurrection and the life to come, may we hear God's call to participate in God's resurrection work here on earth. May we hear God's call to, in the face of death, loss, heartache, and pain in our world, cling to the hope and the promise that death does not have the final word. And may the Spirit empower us to unbind people and let them go. Amen.